Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and in a little bit, we're going to get some design tips from our VIP, Jonathan Adler. But right now, let's welcome our next two contestants, Eric Feinstein and Abit Bhandari. Eric, I love that your goal in life is to become a Renaissance man.
Thank you.
What does that mean exactly?
I just have to try everything at least once, just to see.
Okay, what's the last thing you've tried for the first time?
I just came up here like a few seconds ago.
This is it. Yeah, okay, got it. Now, you're a crossword constructor, and you were the quiz master of your college newspaper. What is a quiz master of a college newspaper?
Well, the school newspaper had a weekly quiz column, something that Art might appreciate, and then every week
I wouldn't appreciate it, really? No, not for me?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah. Just giving you a hard time. Yes, okay.
And basically, for a number of years, had to come up with a weekly puzzle for the student body.
Okay, very cool. Abit, you just moved to New York?
Yes.
From?
Senegal in West Africa.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They're pretty much the same thing.
How long were you living in Senegal?
Just over a year.
And what brought you back to New York City?
I'm going to graduate school here.
Well done. What are you taking?
I'm getting a PhD in political science.
Wow. And you are a big pun lover.
I do love puns,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so what's your favorite pun these days?
Probably my all-time favorite is, I was wondering why the baseball was getting bigger, and then it hit me.
I get it.
Yep, I like it.
I'm sorry.
This game is perfect for both of you, because it's called Homophones to Phone Home About. So in this game, we're going to give you clues to a phrase or compound word that changes its meaning when the words are reversed.
For example, a clock used for measuring the time between wars would be a peacetime timepiece. And those are the homophones P-E-A-C-E and P-I-E-C-E. Peace out.
So each clue will be a hint to both parts of the answer, but if you only know half, obviously you can just switch it around to get the complete answer. It's a type of neckwear worn while participating in a form of exercise founded by Billy Blanks. Abit.
Bow tie Taibo?
Yeah, exactly. It's a common brand of tractor that you ride while reading a breakup letter. Eric.
John Deere, Dear John.
Yes. As we all know, tractor drivers difficult to date. They're very complicated. They plow over your feelings. It's a feline pet at a brothel. Eric.
A cat house house cat.
Yes, exactly. That's what you want at a brothel, right? The cat. Where's your brothel cat? If on your way home from shopping for Seder, your car breaks down on a road crossing above the highway, you might have to have this. Abit.
A pass over overpass.
Yes! Because the 11th plague is rush hour traffic. If you collect the works of Dino, Frank, Sammy, Joey, and Peter, you might be this. Eric.
A rat pack pack rat.
Exactly. It's a long-awaited second attempt. Yep, it just got harder. A long-awaited second attempt. Abit.
An overdue redo. Sorry, overdue do-over.
Yes!
Caught myself.
Yeah. It's interesting that you did a do-over on your own answer.
On purpose.
You made it. It's a wine often served with sea bass at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Eric.
A White House house white.
Exactly. This is your last clue. It's a new card game invented by the voice of Kung Fu Panda. Abit.
Blackjack, Jack Black.
Exactly. You are correct. puzzle guru. How did these geniuses do?
They were so evenly matched. It's a tie.
Oh, oh boy.
Here is your tiebreaker. It's a movie blooper which involves bringing home Chinese food for dinner. Eric.
A takeout outtake.
That's correct.
Well done. Eric, you're moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.